Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in with Tea with Tango Mango. And I have an extremely special treat for those listening in today. Clan Hong has just dropped a brand new album about her life, and she's here in the studio today. Thank you for joining us today, Claire. It's a pleasure to be here. Now, I have you here today to tell you why you picked one of the songs for your album and what moment it had to do with your life. What did you choose? I chose I'm Still Standing by Elton John for when I was hiking up a mountain in Alaska in 2015. Interesting. Please, tell us about that. Okay, so I'm going to give you some background information. Every summer, my family of five go on an annual road trip, or sometimes we fly around the states, maybe even a different country. In 2015, we traveled to Alaska. We flew into Anchorage at the beginning of our trip, and now we are on day 9 in Seward, Alaska. That day, we decided to visit Kenai Shores National Park, which is famous for its wildlife, including whales, kayaking, sadly, hiking. My parents woke us kids up early to go on a hike. A hike with my family could mean a quarter mile stroll or a whole trek up a mountain. It was the second one. We did not know in the car ride that we were going to a trailhead to one of the largest hikes that we have gone on so far. And it was not a pretty sight once we knew. Imagine being asleep between and wanting bed, and then being told that you were going to trek up a mountain for the next 8 hours. We were decked out in clothing, like coats, long underwear, mittens, hats, the whole schmeal. And about 20 minutes later, took it all off. We were all sweating from trekking up a mountain. The trail was beautiful though. Views of glaciers, meadows, we even got to see Exit Glacier, and wildlife. Wildflowers, it was pretty. About halfway up the mountain, I was tired, fatigued, ravenous. But I was not going to give up. Maybe. I was going to make it to whatever was at the top. After about 4 hours, we finally reached the top. For the past half hour or so, we were trudging in snow. Snow. Wind. Ice. Coldness. Snow. This hike had quickly transitioned from pretty meadows to going against snow and wind. When we finally reached the ice field, that was at the top. I was done. Done with this hike. Done with this sweater. I was wet and unhappy. But it felt great. This was the moment. After hiking 4 miles up the mountain, I finally reached my destination. The ice field. But I was cold. But I was wet. I was weak. I felt like I could do anything at that moment. This is where the song comes in. I'm Still Standing by Elton John. One of the lyrics in lines 1 and 2 says, "You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes like ice." This lyric is perfect for the condition I was in. You cannot imagine how cold I was. My blood was freezing, like winter freezes like ice, as the lyric says. I could not feel most of my body parts. I was like a human icicle. I just want to go home and sit in front of the fire. Another lyric in line 11 says, "I'm still standing after all this time." After 4 hours of gaining 1,000 feet in elevation with each mile, I was miraculously still intact and not frozen. It felt amazing that I had made it all this way. I felt extremely proud of myself and my family. Now, this moment makes me who I am because it reminds me not to give up. I almost would not go up any farther at one point of the climb, but I toughened through it and I made it.
I decided to portray my soundtrack with a record album because I feel that record albums are really cool, and my dad has a whole collection of them, so I figured he could let me have one of them at least, so I thought this would be a fun way to use it.
So for the front and back of my album, I decided to feature pictures from each of the moments that I chose to include in the soundtrack. The one from Alaska is the one on the left, and it's on the bottom. It's the one where we look very cold because that's what we wear. And also there was the hearty nice field in the background. The top left picture is when I met my dog for the first time. The one in the middle is me surfing, and the one on the right is when I was reunited with Bubba. The one on the bottom right is my dog Nora. The bottom middle is when my family and I first got to Hawaii, and the bottom left is when we were in Alaska. The top on the back is me relaxing in Trunk Bay, and the one on the bottom on the back is watching the sunset on Mauna Kea in Hawaii.
What an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Claire.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I had a grand time.
Make sure to pick up our album. It's pretty great. You won't regret it.